Good evening, vapers. You are listening to the Metro Vapor Podcast. My name is Paul. I'm your host and MC. The Metro Vapor Podcast is brought to you by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com. It is sponsored by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com. You can find the Metro Vapor Podcast at ECCR.podomatic.com. You can also find the podcast at electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. We are just starting out here. Wanted to give you guys an update on the website and what's happening with this whole phenomenon of ECCR. We're going to have some live podcasts here coming in the future, coming at you from talkshoe.com. So what I wanted to do was give you guys some contact information if you want to get on the list. To be announced, we'll announce the podcast when it's coming out, and you guys can take part in the live event and the live chat, which is going to be pretty cool. I don't know how many of you guys have ever interfaced with TalkShoe, but it's sort of like Blog Talk Radio and some of the other services out there. But what's really cool is that you can take part in the program, come to the podcast, take part in the live chat. You can actually call in, be on the podcast, and if you have any questions or something that you want to add to the podcast, you could be a part of it all. And it's going to be pretty awesome when we have the live events. We want to make that invitation and put it out to you guys to take part in that. So what I wanted to do was give you guys the email address to get on the list, and the email address is podcast@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. That's podcast@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. If you send me an email and just put in the title, add me, we'll put you on the list, and basically what will happen is we'll send you an announcement email out when we're having a live event, and you can take part in that. Generally, it'll be Monday nights around 8:30 p.m. New York time. Times may vary, but that's generally when we're going to schedule the live events when we get going. Right now, we're in the web development stage, bringing the website to you guys. We're talking with the website designer and all that good stuff, and getting this site set up so it'll be the best on the internet, so you guys have the information. We're going to have a chart there for you guys. We're going to do reviews. We're going to do video reviews. We're going to photograph the products so that you guys can have a real good look at what comes in these kits, what's available. We're gonna puff the crap out of these kits. Okay, we're going to puff the crap out of these e-cigs. We're going to put the batteries to the test. We're going to give you unbiased, true reviews on how the product actually works. We're going to rate them accordingly. And we're also going to have a chart on the site where you guys can be involved. And what you can do is you can come to the site and give your own reviews and let us know what you think. So we'll have kind of like the editor's choice, which is us, let you know what we think are the top brands and what we think are the top performing e-cigarettes in different categories, like, you know, taste and flavor, the throat kick, how's the customer service, you know, what's the delivery time on it, all this stuff that you guys are interested in when you're making a decision. And then we're going to allow you guys to sound off and give us your input and let us know what you think. So I think that's kind of unique, is that we're going to have two things there. We're going to have our chart, and we'll have a chart where you guys can shout out and tell us what you think. And I think that'll be beneficial. But the main thing is to move the electronic cigarette industry forward, to let more people know. Because this whole thing, you know, a lot of you guys out there who are vapers, you may have been vaping a long time. You know all the lingo. You know all the different mods and different accessories and products out there and the different companies, and you're into it and you don't mind, you know, puffing on an e-cigarette that looks like, you know, some kind of scientific contraption out of like Star Trek. But for the mainstream, you know, if we're going to get people into vaping and we're going to get them knowledgeable about it and understanding how awesome this whole industry is and how it's revolutionary to change the whole paradigm of smoking, and how, people who don't smoke, you know, this whole non-smoker versus smoker argument, this is a game changer. This product is so amazing. A lot of you guys know that. But there's a lot of people out there that, you know, just, you know, don't know about electronic cigarettes. They see a little cheapy brand in the gas station and they try it and they're like, you know, because it's cheap and it just doesn't work, and they blow it off as some gimmick. So, you know, and you know, I'll probably mention this time and time again, but that's the battle, is getting people to know that this is a serious alternative and serious option for people to switch over to and get off of traditional tobacco cigarettes. I mean, it just changes everything. You know, there's no more stained teeth. There's no more smell. You can vape around other people. They're not annoyed. They don't have that stinky tobacco smell. There's so many different things involved that just make it a revolutionary product, in the fact that it's just going to change the whole paradigm of smoking in general into the future. But on that note, I wanted to read a couple of news stories to you guys. A lot of you guys who are in the industry know that Lorillard bought Blue Cigs, okay? And that was pretty big. It's the first foray of a big tobacco company actually purchasing an electronic cigarette company, and I'm not really sure how I feel about that. It was kind of like, for a long time, we were like kind of arguing with the FDA about, you know, electronic cigarettes and what we can say and what we can't say. People came out in the beginning and they were like saying, you know, this is a cancer-free product and, you know, it's a healthy thing and, you know, you can smoke without the cancer. And the FDA didn't like that. They were saying, you know, we got to regulate this because we don't know about it. And then they ran their tests and there was a whole debacle with the people they ordered it from. They were analyzing stuff and you know, saying like, oh, one of the cartridges we ordered from had, you know, diethylene glycol in it. And it was like 0.01% in the cartridge. And it came from a Chinese plant where they also processed antifreeze. And so, you know, however that happened, whatever, it was bad for the industry, because diethylene glycol is very much different from propylene glycol. Propylene glycol is an FDA approved food additive. You'll find it in cosmetics and, you know, cake mixes for moistening. You'll even find propylene glycol in some cigarettes if you can get the ingredient list. And it's used at concerts, you know, as a fog machine. You see those fog machines, that's propylene glycol that makes the fog. But it is an FDA-approved additive, and people see that glycol, and it's like propylene glycol and diethylene glycol, and, you know, they think it's the same thing. You're like, oh, I don't want to smoke anything. This is worse than tobacco cigarettes, and I don't want to smoke something with an ingredient from antifreeze. I mean, we all know that, you know, the cat comes along, and there's some antifreeze on the ground, and they lick it, and they die. Okay, so there's all these horror stories. And then they mentioned nitrosamines, which is a natural byproduct of tobacco. And nitrosamines, you know, in high quantities can be a cancer-causing ingredient. But then, you know, you look at the levels that the FDA is mentioning, that these things were found in electronic cigarettes, and you realize it's so minimal. It's like 0.1% or whatever. And you find that, you know, some of these really, really red, pink, cheap hot dogs you get have more nitrosamines in it than is being offered in electronic cigarettes. So you really need to be an educated consumer with this, because some of the things the FDA has done is has given people justification to run right back to tobacco cigarettes, which we know has thousands of chemicals in it. We know they're carcinogenic. So this is really something about pushing the industry forward, about educating people. So, you know, we had this whole battle with the FDA starting out with electronic cigarettes. And, you know, it was kind of like we were kind of trying to sit alongside of big tobacco and say, well, you know, if you're going to call us the same thing as tobacco, then we could kind of sit along the tobacco companies and sit under their umbrella of protection, because they're fighting for their own life with cigarettes. Well, it was all this political maneuvering going on and just trying to survive. But electronic cigarettes are what they are. They're very different than tobacco cigarettes. So you need to be educated about that if you're going to understand you know, the differences and be able to differentiate between traditional tobacco cigarettes and electronic cigarettes. And that's the battle. So that's part of what we're going to talk about on the Metro Vapor podcast going on in the future. You may hear some repetition, but it's just kind of just to put it in there. Repetition is good. That's how you learn. So we're going to put this stuff out there and help you guys learn. We're going to talk about the different products and things like that. But today, to make a long story longer, which I tend to do sometimes, we're going to jump into the news here. Some of you guys know about the whole Lorillard thing, the tobacco company Newport. That's their big brand. They purchased Blue Cigs. We're not sure if that's great or not, and that's where we launched the previous Ramblethon. But let me read you this story. This is kind of old news, but for those of you guys who may not know a whole lot about this, you may not have heard this. It was around the end of April, around April 27th. I'm reading you a story from Mail Online. This is dailymail.co.uk. It says, if you can't beat them, join them. U.S. tobacco giant Lorillard buys e-cigarette company Blue E-Cig in $135 million deal. Cigarette giant Lorillard today became the first major tobacco firm to buy an electronic cigarette after announcing a deal to acquire Blue E-Cigs. The third biggest tobacco firm in the U.S. has bought the e-cig firm in a deal worth $135 million. Lorillard announced the acquisition off the back of figures which showed its net income had fallen 10% in the first quarter of the year. The cigarette firm earned $223 million, or $1.70 per share, for the period ended March 31st. Those figures were down from $248 million, or $1.71 per share, a year ago. Lorillard, the maker of Newport and Kent-branded cigarettes, saw its shares fall 3.9% yesterday. Blue E-Cigs, based in Charlotte, North Carolina, said in a statement, the sale, quote, gives us access to the tremendously experienced team and resources at Lorillard and will allow us to move to the next level on our expansion, unquote. Electronic cigarettes, which have no tobacco but do contain nicotine, are thought to be worth around $500 million in the U.S., although this figure is still dwarfed by the $100 billion generated by cigarettes. E-cigs are battery-powered plastic and metal devices featuring a liquid nicotine solution in a disposable cartridge. They create a vapor which users inhale to imitate the nicotine flavor and sensation of smoking a real cigarette. The news comes after it emerged last year that a number of U.S. cities have already banned electronic cigarettes in the workplace for those under 18. Now, I would like to point out on this news story, there is a sentence that we just spoke about there. They create a vapor which users inhale to imitate the nicotine flavor and sensation of smoking a real cigarette. It's a little bit misleading because there actually is real nicotine in the e-cigarette, which is actually a process where they take tobacco leaves, they emulsify it in a solution, and basically what it does is it draws the nicotine out into the solution, and then they refine it from there. They try to get basically all the nitrosamines out. They try to filter as much nitrosamines out as they can. So, you know, so basically you're looking at the fact that they're saying it's like imitating the nicotine flavor, which really isn't truthful. It actually is real nicotine, and they put, you know, flavoring in the solution to give you all these different flavors that the companies offer, like chocolate, vanilla, tobacco, different flavors of tobacco, you know, in all these different flavors. So, but it really is an awesome alternative. So we're seeing big tobacco getting involved, and there's questions there, like will electronic cigarettes in the future become, you know, go the way of tobacco cigarettes, where they start concocting witch's brew of chemicals to speed the delivery of the nicotine to, you know, the body or the brain, intensify it? Are they going to do the same thing with electronic cigarettes that they did with cigarettes? And that's a real concern, because the whole purpose of creating an electronic cigarette was to create something that was, you know, completely different from tobacco cigarettes, and something that would be, you know, what we would say politically, in the politically correct language of electronic cigarette land, a less harmful alternative. Even though you could say, well, if you're stuck with smoking tobacco cigarettes and you compare smoking electronic cigarettes to tobacco, you could say it is a healthier alternative. But see, The problem is with the FDA and all this legal mumbo jumbo, they're kind of like, they're not handcuffing us, they're tongue cuffing us. They're telling us, well, you can't say this and you can't say that. So, you know, with that, I would say you guys do your research into electronic cigarettes. There's tons of blogs out there, tons of information. We're going to have tons of stuff on our site educating you guys as to what the real deal is and just telling the truth. And as you can see, I'm very passionate about this, very passionate about the electronic cigarette industry and how it can help people. It is a revolution. It is going to change the whole face of smoking. And so, you know, we have big tobacco coming in. With that said, let's go ahead and move into the next story, which is Philip Morris expands its portfolio. Looks like Philip Morris is jumping into the fray. So we're seeing big tobacco actually jumping on the electronic cigarette bandwagon. And with this, basically what this means is that they're seeing that this is a viable industry, that it is amazing. And probably what they did was they let the electronic cigarette companies sit out there and do like the test market. You know, let's see how people are, you know, doing with this, whether they like it. Now they're starting to realize the potential of this and that people are using electronic cigarettes and they're coming in and trying to buy up companies or start their own companies. So that's where this is going. And this is stuff we can talk about in the future, you know, about how this is going to affect the shape of the future of electronic cigarettes. But let me go ahead and read this story. This was August 20th. Philip Morris expands its portfolio. Philip Morris International, the largest tobacco company in the world, recently announced yet another stream of revenue growth. With more regulation threats being imposed on tobacco companies and smokers, Philip Morris is looking to explore its alternatives. Governments globally have been attempting to regulate how and if cigarette companies can advertise. In addition, governments have hiked tax rates on cigarettes in an attempt to break people's addictions by robbing their wallets. I would like to pause there for a second and say, nope, they know people are addicted and they're trying to take advantage of it and say, we know you're not going to quit. We know you're addicted. We're going to raise the taxes. We're going to make you think we're trying to do something good here, but really in the end, it's about our wallet. We know you guys are going to pay it. And we can come off smelling squeaky clean by saying we're trying to break people's addictions. I mean, if they wanted to break people's addictions to it, they would make laws to outlaw cigarettes. So I would literally take that statement and have a little bit of a spar with it. I don't think that's a real motive, but you wouldn't be able to prove it. It's a case of what you would call plausible deniability. Look that up. Philip Morris has responded by beginning to seek revenue through electronic cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and snuff. And snuff and chewing tobacco, let's say snus. Marlboro has come out with this snus product, which is basically a pouch with tobacco in it. So they're looking to go into other modes, and it really came on the heels of basically just trying to, you know, all of these businesses saying you can't smoke here. Well, you know, if you have some snus, you know, you can put a pouch in, you can go into the bowling alley and bowl and just spit into a cup or something. You know, it doesn't bother anybody and nobody will say anything. It's basically smoking laws. So there was a huge portion of people who were moving over to smokeless tobacco on the heels of all these oppressive rules on smoking. So back to the article. Though Philip Morris' smokeless effort is minimal right now compared to their tobacco industry, they do have revenue coming from their joint venture with Swedish Match AB in 2009. The smokeless products coming from this joint venture are currently being marketed and sold in Russia and Canada. Revenues are expected to grow significantly, too, as this is only the beginning of their marketing campaign. So Philip Morris is looking to follow in the footsteps of competitor British American Tobacco and begin marketing electronic cigarettes. Electronic cigarettes offer a somewhat healthier alternative to traditional cigarettes because when you smoke them, you inhale water vapors mixed with nicotine rather than harmful smoke. This is easier on your lungs, although the nicotine still has its normal effects. Yada, yada, yada. let's move on, because we vapors know that this stuff is great. Long-term, Philip Morris believes that electronic cigarettes will expand its revenue opportunities worldwide. Great. Okay, so we're reading an article talking about all this business and how they're going to make all this money. Cool. Like, I'm not interested in that. And then he talks about the stock share. So obviously this is a financial article. All I care about is talking about the real issues, which are these companies getting into electronic cigarettes and how that's going to affect the industry. So, you know, we can talk about this. And we're going to talk about all this stuff when we do our live podcasts. You guys can jump in. You can vent. Talk about whatever you want. You got good things, bad things, mixed things, black, white, gray. It doesn't matter. We can chat about this because it's about moving the industry forward and letting more people know about electronic cigarettes, which is awesome. It's awesome stuff. So, and that's the passion behind electronic cigarette consumer reviews. We're trying to help grow the industry, and we want you guys out there to be a part of our community. You know, it's a family. So, you know, we can talk about anything. There's going to be parts in our forum where you can just talk about anything. You can talk about the issues of electronic cigarettes. We're just trying to get a community, a family together here where we can just talk about stuff, which is all good. So, but basically, I want to transition into now. We're going to bring Raymond on. Raymond is the co-founder of Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews. It's going to be Paul and Ray. You're going to hear us a lot. We're the guys who started the site. We're the ones who, you know, are basically pushing this forward. So I want to bring him on now and ask him a few questions, see what he thinks, because he's got some things going on, too, in building the site and pushing this forward. Ray, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome, man. Welcome.
Thank
you. It's a
good
day, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very beautiful day.
Yeah, so we're putting the site together, man. We've had it's a lot. It's a lot to building this, isn't it? Like there's a lot of work behind the scenes that I don't think people understand in putting together a decent site that, you know,
a lot
is
of
really
work and a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of work and a lot of money. Yeah, that's true. It's a lot more than I thought it was involved when we took it on, but you know, I think it's going to be worth it in the end. To push this forward. And guys, this is a business. We don't claim, you know, a lot of people put their disclaimers on the bottom of the page, you know, where it's out of the way. This is a for-profit business. We are going to be offering you guys the best reviews, unbiased. But you know, this is, if you purchase from our website, we do make a commission on it. We're not hiding that from anybody. I hope you guys appreciate that. But we are taking, you know, this product, and we're using it. We're going to tell you who's the best.
We're doing this so that you have a full-length, you know, in-depth review, so you don't have to spend hours trying to find one.
Yeah.
It's like
your one-stop
shop.
Yeah, we're not kissing up to the companies. I was an affiliate marketing director for a pretty large e-cigarette company, and, you know, the story behind that is, you know, I basically wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to come out here and just push the industry forward. My brother passed away in 2011 from lung cancer, and he smoked, speaking of Lorillard, he smoked Newports for 20 years. And I'm not trying to pick on Lorillard and say, you know, their cigarettes are worse than anybody's. It's not about that. It could have been any cigarette. I'm sure when he didn't have the money for Newports, he bought some other cigarettes. Or maybe you want to switch around. It's just cigarettes are bad, okay?
Tobacco
cigarettes
are bad.
Tobacco cigarettes, yeah. And unfortunately, cigarettes attached to electronic cigarettes, so people get that notion that it's still a cigarette, and that's part of the whole education process. But my passion is to move it out there. And, you know, but we've got to make a living, guys. And, you know, so we hope that with the information that we give you, you know, helping you make an educated choice, that you'll use our site, use our links, and, you know, help us keep bringing the good information to you. I mean, I'm not going to make any pretenses.
Support our families with the money that we inherit from the website, but must remember that
yeah,
we actually had to spend the money first to create the website.
Yes. And I think everybody's aware of that. So be that as it may, we're not going to sit here and, you know, harp
talk
on the whole
business
money issue. But we just want you guys to know up front that we're, you know, you know, what the deal is and how everything works. And we're working together. We're not, you know, trying to hide anything or keep anything. I believe in everything being transparent and just talking about stuff, because I believe everybody understands that you need to make a living and all that good stuff. So, but yeah, this website is our passion. I literally spent, guys, I spent 40 some hours on 99 Designs just to come up with a great logo. And that was crazy. So I was going back with the graphic designers. It was like a contest, and you put up some money. You're like, I'm willing to spend this much for a graphic designer to make a logo for the site. Wow. It was a lot of work. It was like going back and forth. Nah, that doesn't look right. That's not professional. I just want everything about the website and about the service, everything, to be perfect. I'm somewhat of a perfectionist.
Why don't you tell them a little bit more about our frustration right now with the rating system?
Yes, we're trying to come up with a rating system that works, and we're having to deal with the algorithm. So we're going back with the web developer. What we're planning on doing is we're having our picks. So we're going to have two charts. I don't know of anybody else out there that has two charts. I have, you know, it's up to you guys to discern this, but there are people out there who, basically, you know, kiss up to the e-cigarette companies and offer this and that based on this and that. We don't want to do that. That's why we named it Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews, because the most important part is going to be your input. We're going to have our favorites. We're, you know, we got product coming in from the companies. We're going to do, my wife is a pro photographer, so she's going to take pictures so you guys can see clearly what comes in the kits. And we're going to try to do HD reviews. I've got 7 kids. So my wife's pretty busy, as you can see, with 7 kids. I mean, it's just a lot of work. But we're going to try to, you know, she's going to take the video reviews with her Canon 7D, which should be in HD. It should be amazing quality. I may have to just break down and use my webcam sometimes. But we're going to try to do all the reviews in HD. You know, that's going to be me trying the e-cig. You can see the vapor. I'm going to give you my best input on what the throat kick is, what the nicotine satisfaction is, all this good stuff. You know, what the value is. On the, you know, the whole kit from top to bottom, you know, what the quality is, how long the batteries last, how they perform. So, you know, we've got kits on the way. We're going to be doing this. We're really going to try to provide the best reviews we can. So what we're going to have basically is the editor's choice chart, which is ours. We're going to be bringing more people onto the team, more members on the review team as we get this thing kicked off and launched and going, as we get busier. But basically, we're going to have we're working with the web developer where your actual reviews actually, through an algorithm, actually, what's the word I'm looking for, Ray? It's a dynamic chart. It's a dynamic chart that changes based on your reviews. So at the top, you'll have our reviews, our picks that we feel are the best, and then you're going to have the customer reviews. And so that's what's great is people come to the website and they're looking for confidence to buy a brand. And there's different brands for different people. You know, there may be some companies that have this pro thing about it, and other people, you know, this con, you know, like, well, this is good about this brand is they got a lot of flavors, so they may have flavors that you want. Other brands may not have the higher nicotine levels that you want. For some people, it may be price. So there's all these factors involved, but what we want to do is we want to provide the information so you can make an informed decision based within your budget and what you want. I think that's the most important thing. You have anything to say about that, Ray?
Well, is that we want the website just to be pretty much from you guys, and it's completely up for you guys to come back to the website after you've purchased the kit and rate the product. But the way that we see it is that we're going to give you our recommendation, and then as the site progresses, other people who are interested in purchasing the electronic cigarette kits, they'll see what you guys have rated the kits. And they'll get a view from both our vision and yours, like what you thought of the kit. And that's like, you know, that's our goal. We want the consumers to tell the other consumers which is the best product.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, is that, you know, they get two sides. It's not just like what we think. It's actual real live feedback coming from the customers. So yeah, it's been, I'll tell you guys, it's been a learning experience setting this up. There's a lot of work behind the scenes and getting things just right, the technical part of it, the aesthetics of the website, so it's pleasant to look at, so it's pleasant to maneuver around. We went back and forth. We were looking at doing Youku, which I think is an awesome forum community, but the problem is we can't integrate it with the website. There's certain reward programs that we want to have. We want to reward you guys if you partake in the community, and we want to be able to give out like free cartomizers of your choice, whatever brand you chose. We're going to run contests where people can win free kits and all this stuff.
And when it comes to Easter time, we're going to ask the Easter Bunny if maybe he'll drop a big egg for a free kit on the website. You know, Santa Claus is going to be stopping by sometime, you know, in the near future, this December. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking for exciting things, you know. It's to give you guys that little bit of extra gumption to take part in the community, but we hope the real gift and
knowledge,
you know, cool about it is, yeah, that you get knowledge and you can interface with people. And guys, it's not just about talking about e-cigs. If you guys want to get on there and you get to know one another and you meet other vapers, it's about communicating, making friends, and stuff like that. It's not just this stiff as a board thing, you know. Well, all I could talk about is electronic cigarettes. Now, you take part in the community, you know, there's going to be, if you have, you know, some good posts or something, there's going to be rewards. We're going to implement punch tab on the site so you can get, you know, prizes. So this whole thing is going to be really cool. It's really excited about it. We're looking for people who can get the vision, who want to take part in the podcast. And really what we're doing with these podcasts is, in the beginning, is just getting on here and talking to you guys. So you guys can hear our voice, get to know our personality, know that we're real people, and kind of hang out with us and build some trust that it's not some corporate plastic thing, that we're not in this. We're definitely not in this to make $1 million or anything. This is our passion. This is what we want to do. And this is where we set our focus on, is to move this forward and let people, you know about this, because it's just, you know, so many people are just making this a business. You really think Big Tobacco really cares about electronic cigarettes? You really think they care about people's health? No. Which is proven by the fact that they waited so long to jump in. They waited to jump in until it was making money.
And that's okay? Not just a bold statement. That is the truth.
Yeah, it's obvious. I mean, because if it was obvious the day an electronic cigarette launched, the day it was invented, that anybody with half a brain or any kind of vision for the future could see the potential of this. I mean,
anyone with half
of
a brain that, you know, would use it at least, could see that they, with regular tobacco cigarettes that have 2,000 plus known chemicals that harm our bodies, is no greater than smoking, well, using a product that has three main ingredients.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I know what you're saying.
Sorry.
It's basically just purified water, you know, the liquid emulsified version of nicotine extracted out of tobacco plants, it purified, and you're looking at some glycol, some propylene glycol. Some people will use vegetable glycerin. It's basically the same thing. And flavoring. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. We don't need to make any FDA sticky claims with that. It's basically, okay, you've got these ingredients versus that. So do your own math. Do your own research. I mean, you guys are smart individuals. You know that that ingesting all these thousands of chemicals. And then you got to ask yourself, why do they even put them in tobacco cigarettes? Well, you know what it is to increase the experience. You know, there was talk, you know, 10 years ago or so, there's a big thing in the media about all people, you know, the tobacco companies are trying to addict people. And all this stuff about tobacco, cigarette increases, smoking bans. I mean, it's a well-known fact. You tell a child to sit down, immediately he's going to want to stand up. So they get the benefit of making it look like they're fighting the tobacco addiction, when in actuality, they're actually increasing the desire to smoke by taking it away from people and making it illegal. And all these bans, and they're increasing taxes, saying, "Oh, we're trying to fight the habit," but they're raking in the money. Wake up, guys! Wake up! Don't be sheeple, okay? Be people. You guys are intelligent. I mean, all of you guys out there that vape know, so that you know. I've been known to get into some, you know, some edgy talk, you know. So you guys got to come to the podcast. We can talk about some of this stuff. It's going to be interesting, because it's not just tobacco. It's everything in the world. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people just don't understand. And one of the things for you to wake up to reality and wake up to see what's going on in your world is to realize that most of it's an illusion created to, you know, to make you think one paradigm. It's all about perception, guys. It's all about controlling your perception of reality. Because reality is one thing, and they've got people seeing different realities within that one reality that is. And I won't go in too deep into that. We'll have it. We're going to have like a pre-podcast chat and an after-podcast chat. We could talk about all this stuff. I don't think all this stuff needs to go on the podcast, because some people are just trying to get, you know, some good electronic cigarette information. But it's fun to hang out. We're going to have a fun pre-podcast chat, post-podcast chat. It talks you. So I guess what we'll do is, we don't want to make this too long. I know you guys have busy lives and you know, you got a lot of things to do. You got families to take care of. You got to work. You got all this stuff to do. So we won't take up too much time. But I do want to give you the address again. If you want to be a part of the podcast, please send me an email. It's podcast@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. That's podcast@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. I know that's a mouthful. It's a long one. Make sure you type it right. Put it in there and send us an email to that address. And you don't have to write anything. Just say "add me to the list" in the subject or whatever, and we'll put you on our email list. And promise we won't spam you guys. We hate spam just like you guys do. We get it ourselves. So basically, what you'll do is you just go on the list, and we'll send an announcement out to you. A little simple talk show announcement saying, "Hey, we're having a live event." It'll have the instructions, how you can get the talk show, how you can join and take part. I mean, you guys can even just call in from a phone. You don't even have to be on the internet. Talk show has a thing where you can just dial a number and put a pin in, and you can call in and listen to the show. You can take part in the show. It's all good stuff. But this, we're moving this forward. We wanted to let you know about the website. We want to ask if you'll take a moment of your precious time and go to the site. Right now, it's forwarding to our Yuku forum, which is eccr.yuku.com. We're probably, as I said before, going to merge the forum onto the site. Probably going to use vBulletin. But right now, while the website is in the construction stage, we just have the domain forwarded to our forum while we build the awesomeness that's going to be ECCR. So I hope
the awesomeness that is going to reward its visitors.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. There's that too. So if you guys will go to electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com and just bookmark it, once we get the site loaded, it'll just point to the site. So we're asking that you guys bookmark that into your favorites. We're involved in social media. We'll save that for another podcast. We got some exciting things going on with social media as well. We want to keep this podcast to a minimum, so there's exciting things to come. We're receiving kits from the companies now. We're going to be doing reviews. So bookmark the site and keep coming back and checking it. We will announce a grand launch date, which we're hoping is going to be early to mid-September. We'll have to see how it goes. We're pretty much perfectionists, so I'm not sure how that's going to go. The other email that you can email to get on our list is support@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. You can email that If you have a question, you can email that and get put on our newsletter list. I'll be sending out a newsletter with all the – we're going to keep track of all the companies and, you know, what kind of deals they got going on and coupon specials and all that. So we're not going to be spamming you guys' email box with anything. We're going to treat it like gold. It'll only be for pertinent information. You can glance over it, delete it if it's not pertinent to you, but we would appreciate the opportunity to send you this information. So you can email us at support@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. Let us know you want to be on the newsletter. Just type newsletter in the headline, and we'll add you to the list, okay?
And in the event that you do subscribe, we will spam you with awesomeness, but only awesomeness.
Get rid of the word spam. It's so bad. But you guys get the gist. Anyway, we're going to wrap this podcast up. We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for a few minutes and listening. Hope that you guys will subscribe. You can subscribe at ECCR. That's ECCR.podomatic.com. PODOMATIC, like automatic. It's just podomatic. That's ECCR.podomatic.com. And, you know, if you want to drop us a line, just drop us a line at support@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. So we'll reel this podcast in for now. I want to thank you guys for taking the time listening, download the podcast, bookmark the site, all that good stuff. And we look forward to seeing you in the future. We're going to have people from representatives from all the companies coming to the podcast to let you know what's different about their company and what they have on offer. So we got a lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline here. So hope you guys have a great week, and God bless you, and, you know, hang out with your family. That's what life's about. Life is beautiful all the time when you do that. So we'll wrap this up. My name's Paul. I'm your host and MC of the Metro Vapor Podcast. Until next time, if we didn't see you on this podcast, we hope to see you on the next one on the flip side.